Hey Mike, Josh from Halo's Heaven. How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Oh, so far so good. Can't complain. Thanks for taking the time out. Huge fan, of course. Beyond excited to speak with you. I want to go over this new body armor spot I've seen tearing up the internet today, and you teased a bit about it on your Twitter feed yesterday. Before we get to that, let me ask you a few Angels questions. You guys are on a 5-game winning streak. It just hasn't been a grind. You guys have really been mashing the ball, 13 homers over 5 games. Is this just favorable matchups or something genuinely clicked with this lineup?
No, I think it was time for some balls starting to fall. We've been having great at bats, even scratching out wins and stuff. And a lot of our outs, it's just been right at people.
Yeah, don't hit any more comebackers at David Price. All right.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like for the first couple, first month or two, it felt like we weren't getting that big hit, and now 1 through 9, and whoever's in the lineup that night, coming through and it's just doing their job.
Sure are. Last night you hit a 3-run jack after an 0-2 count, and you've been pretty solid this year after 0-2 counts in general. Is there any special mindset you have that gives you such unique success in that count?
Yeah, I think just keep trying to get my foot down to the pitch, recognize it, and just not try to do too much. Just put it in. See if it's a strike or if it's a close pitch. Either foul it off or try to put it in play. Make
right.
The pressure on the defense for sure.
Okay, well, I gotta get to this new ad for Body Armor first. Real quick though, if you don't mind, let us know how you got started with Body Armor. They were the first thing you chose to endorse as a pro, right?
Yeah. No, it was, growing up, I always wanted to, be a part of a, sports drink, and, when Body Armor came up to me, I just thought it was a great opportunity, to expand the brand, and, it really blew up over the past years. It's, fun to be a part of. It's good for my body. The hydration, I'm guys really dehydrated all the time. It helps with form. During and after workouts and obviously on the field.
Yeah, I mean, when I grew up, we people said drink something else if you want to be like Mike, but I think it's time. I think we need to be like a different Mike these days. So I think you're on the right path there. The commercial for those of us, those of the readers here that haven't seen it, it's going to be posted in the same article where I do this interview. So don't worry, folks. But the theme is This Is Now. It puts Body Armor athletes in kind of hilarious throwback costumes, period sets, like James Harden in an afro. You got Rob Gronkowski as a 70s hockey goalie. It sort of drives home the point that sports drink world hasn't really evolved much over the years, especially relative to how hardcore athletes such as yourself are training these days. What do you think has changed the most with sports, nutrition, hydration over all those years?
Yeah, obviously, there's a lot of sports drinks out there, but, Body Armor is, all natural. It's got, potassium, electrolytes, a lot of vitamins, it's low in sodium. It's it offers a lot more than, the other sports drinks. And, like you said, over the years, with technology nowadays, with the equipment that we have, how that evolved, the gear, and now, with the sports drinks, Body Armor is just, stepping up, and it's huge.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not exactly a nutritionist, and, I'm not blaming you for that career path. Trust me, I'm quite happy with Mike Trout, the baseball player, but, if you were to put your athlete/nutritionist hat on, you're saying that, Body Armor separates itself from other sports drinks, just the, extra hydration, like you said, potassium, just all that extra good stuff as far as, how it separates itself.
Yes, and it's all natural. There's a lot of sports drinks out there that has some artificial flavors, it's artificial ingredients, and obviously Body Armor is natural.
Back to the video, in it, we see you donning an outfit that's usually relegated to 1980s tennis superstars, kind of like a really buff Andre Agassi. So was this your favorite part of the ad, getting to rock that glorious and breathtaking mullet?
No, I've never had long hair, so it was pretty crazy putting the wig on. But
did you get to keep the wardrobe?
What's that?
Did you get to keep the wardrobe?
I chose to, you know, leave it there.
Okay, probably for the best.
Yeah, no, it's just to be a part of it and to see how they can, you know, put a commercial together. It's pretty cool. You know, I got to meet Gronk. Yeah, I got to meet Buster. So when I was there, it was them too. But yeah, I just had fun with it. You know, and all the commercials I do, I try to have fun with it, and it always comes out good.
Do you think Gooby is going to take it rough, like you're trying to upstage the sweet hair he had on so many of his 80s baseball cards?
No, you know, I haven't really thought about that, but, you know, if I see him today, I'll probably mention it. You know, I probably had a better look than his do right now, but, yeah, he's got some good hair, but,
yeah. The Kentucky Waterfall, it's the mullet gauntlet has been dropped, I think, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to ask you about you kind of mentioned the people that you got to work with on this. I can honestly say Body Armor has a sick lineup of athletes. I mean, Andrew Luck, Richard Sherman, Buster Posey. I got to ask you about the one and only Gronk, Rob Gronkowski. I know he was at Angel Stadium early in the season to throw out the first pitch. Did you have any pointers for him? Like, hey, don't spike this into the ground so hard that you ruin the field.
Well, he kind of told me that he was going to spike it.
Oh.
Then he threw like an 85 mile an hour fastball and almost went right by my face. I didn't even catch it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, no, it's he's an unbelievable dude, unbelievable athlete. Yeah, he's a great dude. So
he's unbelievable at a lot of things. Which, you know, did he attempt to teach you how to twerk?
No, he's obviously, yeah, he's known for that stuff, but
that's not your style.
Yeah, he's just he's a good dude. Put it that way.
So this is Body Armor's first foray into digital ads, and I gotta say it's quite a good start. Do you have any plans for more of these spots before the season ends?
You know, I'm not that I know of right now, but I'm sure if they, you know, that time up, I'm sure I'd be willing to do it for sure.
I think the thing about Body Armor, it makes me think, opponents always trying to identify its vulnerabilities. On vulnerabilities last season, word got around that you might have a tough time with high strikes, pitches high inside in general. You've addressed that vulnerability. How did you make those adjustments? What sort of work did you put in to achieve better contact in that top third of the zone?
Yeah, no, there's always things you can, you know, work on. Yes, in the cage is, you know, the tee, high ball, you know, on the tee. Another one is just, you know, front toss, but just, you know, trying to get on top of the baseball. And I think the biggest thing is just swinging at strikes, getting my foot down and swinging at strikes. You know, majority of them are, you know, balls up in the zone. They're off the plate high. So it's getting my pitch and, just, you know, just hitting it. Not trying to do too much with it.
Right on. Hey, that's all you got to do. You know, two quick Angels questions here, and I'll let you go. First of all, the fans love Johnny Giovitello already. He's becoming a folk hero. There's some questions about his nickname, though. C.J. Wilson has proposed Little Italy, Sicilian Slasher, and The Entertainer. Which one does Mike Trout like?
I like Little Italy.
Italy. Okay. Last question, important one. Can you spell Neuenheis?
Oh, no. No chance.
Okay.
Who can spell that?
Yeah, I call him Kirk.
I can spell Kirk. That's all I need to know.
Yeah, there you go.
I spell Shandino, you know, write the lineup cards. Cause, yeah, every day I go up to Soch and Dino, and I ask them if they can spell Neuenheis. They're getting pretty good. The first day they were a little off, but, you know, now they're getting better at it.
You know, thanks again, Mike. Really appreciate you taking the time out of your day. I'm going to let you go, but I do appreciate doing this interview with me. We're going to be rooting for you guys all season long. Wish you nothing but the best in the future, and especially with Body Armor. This is the sports drink of the future, and hopefully we'll see more Body Armor getting dumped on our guys after some ninth inning wins.
Yes, that's our goal.
There we go. Hey, take care, Mike.
Yep, thank you.